drill.
Okay. Trying to find Mr. Owsley's document there. If you could pull up John Blazer. Thank you, Mr. Owsley, for your time. Have you participated in the majority of the hearings where various experts from M3 were critiquing your work that was identified in Exhibit 50, which is the staff memorandum, as well as Exhibits 903 and 904?
Yes, I was present.
And did that time over several days, did the several days of critiquing your technical reports give you time to reflect on the accuracies and inaccuracies that were provided both in Exhibit 50, Exhibit 903, and 904?
Yes.
Based on that time to reflect and to hear lots of expert witness and testimony on that, what are any substantial, any changes that you would offer in terms of a change from your position in either your original Exhibit 50 and or Exhibit 903 or 904?
Objection. We believe that this witness can testify specifically and very narrowly to points made by our rebuttal witnesses, which in turn were directed in the main at specific statements in the transcript or specific statements in Exhibit 50 or their slides. So we believe that an open-ended question such as that is not within the scope as set down by the hearing officer.
Sustained. Mr. Owsley already had an opportunity to go through and generally narrate based on the question that you have asked. Mr. Thornton, I don't want to rehash that. I want specific questions.
Okay, and our intent, if I could, Mr. Officer, was to not necessarily go through 40, 50, 60 specific questions in the interest of time. So let me see if I can, with due respect to the hearing officer, see if I can rephrase that, or maybe it will be acceptable. The specific testimony that you had heard from M3 expert witnesses and questioning of yourself, is there any specific item that you have now changed your thought on that you were asked specifically?
Objection. Again, I think the questioner must refer to a specific point that was made by one of our specific witnesses and ask Mr. Owsley about his position on that.
Sustained.
I'm just trying to think how to rephrase it.
Well, Mr. Thornton, I think you need to focus on specific testimony offered by the applicant in rebuttal, or specific testimony of Mr. Owsley that you want to explore and ask questions.
Okay. Where would that where's the document that they put in there that they beat him up on? They don't want to ask the questions. You know what that is?
I don't think I ever got that.
Can we have a couple minutes to change into our strategy here a bit?
We're recording again, Mr. Ford.
Hey, Mr. Owsley. Would you agree that the hydrologic boundaries and recharge mechanisms are not well defined for the target aquifer, the PGSA?
Objection. This was not tied to any specific testimony of our rebuttal witnesses, and this has been asked and answered.
Mr. Thornton, response?
Maybe my lack of understanding and being specific. Apologize for that lack of understanding, but as I understand, Mr. Owsley was asked specific many questions about the hydrologic boundaries and recharge mechanisms and how well they were understood.
Okay. Overruled at least now. Mr. Owsley?
In my opinion, they're not fully understood.
Do you believe that there still remains line of evidence that suggests that the long-term sustainability of the PGSA aquifer is limited?
Objection. Once again, there's no reference to what he's being asked to provide Sir rebuttal to. These are open-ended questions. And by the way, both of these topics he testified to in his narrative testimony, and then again in his narrative rebuttal testimony.
Yes, sustained, Mr. Thornton. It's too general.
Do you believe that based on the 9-day aquifer test, was originally proposed by M3 a longer test than what resulted in the 9-day aquifer test?
Objection. Again, same objection. There is no reference here to what testimony he is being asked to provide rebuttal to, or what fact. It's just giving. Please give me your opinion about a topic. And by the way, he's testified on this topic.
Okay, a question has not yet been asked, Mr. Faraday. There was testimony from Dr. Oshinsky, at least from Dr. Oshinsky, about the adequacy of the test, the 9-day aquifer test. I think this is a subject Mr. Thornton can explore. Overruled. Go on, Mr. Thornton.
Originally, did M3 propose to the Department of Water Resource substantially longer aquifer test than what was finally carried out?
Objection. The hearing officer has just given Mr. Thornton a roadmap for how he can ask a proper question, but this is not it.
Overruled, at least.
The original time frame was not specified in the aquifer test prospectus.
Would a longer aquifer test, in your expert opinion, had better defined the characteristics and sustainability of the PGSA aquifer?
Objection. This witness has not been qualified as an expert in aquifer testing.
Overruled.
I believe a longer test could show additional information regarding boundary effects.
Were you present at Dr. Osinski's testimony?
Yes, I was. Okay.
Do you remember hearing Dr. Osinski testify to the fact that if the PGSA aquifer dropped 3 feet, that the shallower aquifers above would also drop 3 feet?
I remember similar testimony. I don't remember exactly 3 feet, but I remember testimony regarding the upper and lower aquifers.
Do you remember Dr. Osinski saying that an aquifer drop in the PGSA would correspond to an equal amount of drop in the aquifer and the overlying aquifers?
Objection. Asked and answered. Furthermore, I think that mischaracterizes Dr. Oshinsky's testimony.
Well, I'll allow Mr. Owsley to answer the question of his remembrance.
I don't remember the testimony to that, but several of the M3.
Objection.
Is sustained.
Do Okay. Do you remember the discussions with the questions being asked of Mr. Ed Squires relating the characterization of the M3 number one, the M3 number three wells in terms of the characterization that the well driller's log identified versus what was identified by hydrologic and their geophysical characterizations, that discussion?
I remember that, yes.
Does it, in your opinion, are the well drillers' logs, lithologic characterizations, grossly in error in terms of how they're describing the stratigraphy in that well?
Objection, leading question, and also not related to any particular testimony of Mr. Squire.
Overruled.
My opinion would be that it would be on a driller by driller basis. Some drillers are probably better than others.
So, do you find any evidence in the testimony presented by M3 to suggest the PGSA aquifer water table is increasing?
The testimony from Roger Dittus indicated that his PGSA wells were increasing.
Do you know of yourself any evidence to suggest the potential decline in that PGSA water level table?
Objection, once again, we're not tying this to any particular rebuttal testimony.
Overruled.
Just the figure that I pointed out in my rebuttal testimony.
Okay. Okay, no further questions.
Okay, Mr. Smith.
I have no questions.
Okay, Mr. Edwards.
I have no questions.
Questions for Mr. Alexander, Mr. Ferry.
I could find it. I don't know which it is. Why did I hear you one?
No questions.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Alexander.
Thank you.
Mr. Vincent.
It's the next one down.
Yeah.